Why Choose is the best genre to read, but make it paranormal where everyone has powers. We have shifters, vampires, gods, and it is just top tier. I've already done my top 10 Why Choose series, but this is going to be my god tier paranormal Why Choose series. To preface this video, I pulled my top 10 only. I have read a lot of paranormal Why Choose, but of course I have not read them all. This list is based on what I have read. If your favorite isn't included, it's not because I hate it. I either haven't read it yet or it's just not in my top 10. Feel free to leave your favorites in the comments and I will add them to my TBR. Without further ado, here's my top 10 in no particular order. These all just fall somewhere in the top 10. First up, of course, I have The Mate Games. I'm including The Entire Universe by Kayla Rayne and Megan. This is technically 19 books and it's 4 separate series within the universe. The OG Mate Games War is in my top 10 of Why Choose ever, but the rest of the series are genuinely not that far behind. I absolutely love this world. It is one of my all-time favorites, hands down. I'm not going to break all the series down because that would take forever, but I recently posted a bunch of videos on this world if you want to go check them out. Next, again, in no particular order, I have Saints Academy by Casey Keene. This is 4 books and a spinoff that follows the best friend of the FMC. There are 4 MMCs, and the entire series is mixed with Greek mythology. Then I have The Bonds That Tie by Jay Bree. This one is a classic and for a good reason. It's 6 books plus the 7th, which I have not read yet. That just came out recently, but I believe it's an earlier part of the story told from the MMC's point of views. But there are 5 MMCs in this series, and this one is on top of my list of books that I need to reread ASAP. Next, I have The Vicious Lost Boys by Nikki St. Crow. There's a lot in this universe, but I'm talking about the Never King series specifically. This is 4 books with a 5th book coming out in August. And it's a Peter Pan retelling. I absolutely love Peter Pan. There are 4 MMCs and there is MM in the series. Then I have The Phoenix Prophecy by Kara Clare. I read this series so long ago, but I absolutely loved it. The main series is 6 books, which is what I've read. And then there's 3 more books that I have not read yet that follow the same set of characters, but a different storyline. I am definitely reading these soon. And in this, there are 5 MMCs and there is a ton of MM. Next, I have the Lost Legacy series and the Radiant Legacy series by Alana Kay. I again have posted a ton of videos about these. I absolutely love them. Lost Legacy is 3 books with 4 MMCs and there is MM. And Radiant Legacy is 4 books with 5 MMCs and also has MM. Both series are fully complete. Then I have The Wolves of Crescent Creek by Tessa Hale. It was honestly hard to narrow this down because I absolutely love everything that Tessa Hale writes. She is seriously underrated on the Why Choose side of Rex. Every series is phenomenal, but her latest one, The Wolves of Crescent Creek, is my favorite to date. This is 3 books, there are 5 MMCs, and there is no MM, and everyone is a wolf shifter. Absolutely love the series. Next, I have The Cursed Kingdom by Envy Wright. This is not a completed series yet. I have it right up here. But from what I understand, the main characters in the first 2 books, their relationship is complete. The rest of the series is going to follow the same storyline, but a different set of characters' point of view. So this right now is 2 books. It is MFM. And like I said, at the end of book 2, their relationship is pretty settled. Definitely in a happy for now scenario, but the plot and the war are just starting to kick up. I absolutely devoured those 2 books last summer. Absolutely loved them. I also do still need to read the female series that is also at the top of my TBR, but I loved these 2. And finally, again, not in any particular order, I have the Arrowheart Academy series by Hannah Hayes. This one is 5 books, there are 5 MMCs, and it is a super intense bully romance, and most of the bullying comes from the MMCs. This is hands down the most intense bully romance that I have ever read, and I really love bully romance, but I absolutely love this series. So that is my top 10 god tier paranormal Why Choose series list. Again, these are just my opinions based off the books that I have read. Does not mean that I don't love other series. But to make a top 10, some have to get left out. Let me know if you've read any of these, if any of these are in your top 10, or if there's anything else I should be adding to my TBR.